This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Thursday, the 23rd of April, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Good morning. It's a pleasant day across Israel. Tel Aviv is enjoying clear skies, while Jerusalem has a gentle breeze. In Haifa, the sun is shining brightly. A lovely day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, from the Times of Israel, Tehran's missile arsenal remains significant despite ongoing U.S.-Israeli efforts, with hundreds of launchers still operational. Also, the Jerusalem Post reports that hundreds of Hezbollah terrorists, including a key commander, were killed in the last day before a ceasefire with Lebanon was declared. Also, this hour, why? Net highlights Israeli concerns that the Lebanon ceasefire could fail at any moment due to ongoing Hezbollah aggression and limited Israeli response. Separately, Israel Hayom reports that the Pentagon estimates clearing mines from the Strait of Hormuz will take 6 months, while a Palestinian report notes 5 killed in an IDF strike in Beit Lahia. And finally, from Axios, former U.S. President Trump announces a 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon, a move seen as potentially aiding a broader peace deal with Iran. Reaction has been swift on social media. Former Commander Joint Forces, General Sir Richard Barrons, discusses the possibility of limited U.S. ground raids in Iran, posting earlier today, "Florida's redistricting is under scrutiny." E. Jacoby suggests the upcoming session is a chance to update outdated congressional maps, posting earlier today. Times of Israel reports that the body of a journalist from a pro-Hezbollah outlet was found after an IDF strike, posting earlier today. Let's go deeper. Starting with Tehran's missile capabilities. The Times of Israel notes that despite persistent strikes by the U.S. and Israel, Iran retains a formidable arsenal. Many missiles remain hidden underground, posing a continued threat. This development maintains regional tensions and complicates disarmament efforts. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post reveals significant losses for Hezbollah in southern Lebanon. Israel Defense Forces confirm the death of Ali Reza Abbas, a prominent commander. This comes amidst a fragile ceasefire, underscoring the volatile nature of the current truce. Turning to the ceasefire's fragility, Ynet highlights Israeli officials' warnings. Hezbollah's persistent provocations, including drone launches, test the ceasefire's limits. Israeli responses are constrained by international pressure, particularly from the U.S. The situation remains tense, with the potential for renewed conflict. In a related development, the Pentagon's timeline for clearing mines in the Strait of Hormuz stretches to 6 months, as reported by Israel Hayom. This is critical for global oil shipping routes. Meanwhile, tensions persist as an IDF strike in Beit Lahia reportedly kills 5, adding to the region's instability. And finally, Axios discusses Trump's 10-day ceasefire announcement. This diplomatic effort aims to ease tensions between Israel and Lebanon and may pave the way for broader negotiations with Iran. However, the political implications for Netanyahu are complex, potentially affecting his domestic standing. Turning to business and markets, first, Walla Business reports that the Israeli Ministry of Finance has taken a firm stance on furlough practices, warning that even a single day can affect compensation eligibility. Separately, CTEC outlines the IMF's revised forecast for Israel. While a moderate rebound is expected, long-term growth projections have been lowered due to recent hostilities. And finally, Israel Hayom Business examines consumer reactions to the economy minister's initiative at Carrefour. Opinions are split on whether the Israel's basket will effectively reduce prices. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 10:00 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.